The world we know is changing. Welcome to Biotech Nation. Today on Biotech Nation, we're looking for cancer cells, specifically metastatic cancer cells, which travel from one tumor site to another. It's difficult enough to have cancer, but when cancer cells begin to move to other sites, it's even more challenging to fight. Dr. Paul Dempsey is the Chief Scientific Officer of Synvenio Biosystems. I asked him, how do cancer cells travel from one site to another?
It travels in the blood, simply. The cells that are at the first site of where the tumor initially grows end up in the blood for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it's incidental. Other times it's an active program of metastases. Either way,
the DNA is driving it to move.
The cell mechanisms change, correct, and changes in DNA cause changes in the cell behavior, and so the cell becomes motile. And in the field, we call it the EMT, the epithelial to mesenchymal transition, where a cell goes from being sticky to being not sticky. And that's what causes it to move from its original site. It will end up in a secondary site as a result of that. And it's that movement that causes all the morbidity that's associated with cancer. So it's a very active area of discovery, because if we can modulate metastases, obviously we can significantly affect disease. But the other aspect of that is that there are populations of cells in blood that reflect the active part of the disease that's moving. So it gives you a template and it gives you a cell population that's very informative of what's going on in the disease now. So you're able to make decisions that are different from if you just had a tissue biopsy sample where a doctor made a decision about what cells to examine, as opposed to looking at cells that are in the blood where the disease has made a decision about what cells should be examined.
So if you could identify a tumor, you could go in and get a biopsy and you might be able to get some information about what's there. But it doesn't tell you the state of the cancer in your body, about how it's moving or if it's moving. You'd have to look in the blood.
I think right now that's true, but it's a little bit more – they're complementary. What we know about what's going on in a tumor sample, in a tissue tumor sample, is what has driven a lot of the medical treatment and medical practice that we're using now. These new templates that you can recover from blood, and tumor cells are just one of them, give you a different window into the disease process, because they're presenting a different aspect of disease and representing a different biology. So just like we've done in infectious diseases, we've been able to monitor a changing infection and modify the treatment based on what's going on a longitudinal basis. Now we're building the tools to do that in oncology as well.
So Synvenio obviously has developed some tools to look at blood.
Correct. So we actually started as a spin-out from the engineering department at UCSB and had a platform technology that we used to recover rare cells from blood. Now, rare cells can be many different things, but one of the more interesting applications is to look at rare cells that are derived from the tumor. And so we built a workflow that allows us to recover these cells and then sequence them. As is very prominent in the medical literature now, there are other templates that you can get from blood. Cell-free DNA is a nucleic acid that comes from dead and dying tumor cells that can also be recovered in blood.
So you can see that your tumor cells are actually dying.
So you're looking at the DNA that comes from the tumor cells that are dying someplace in the body.
We
don't know where. So that gives us one list of disease profile. And then the cells that are migrating and metastasizing gives us a second list of targets and potential therapies, and then the biopsy is a third. And these three together give you a much more complete picture about what is going on and what's changing over time and what's responding to treatment and what's coming back. At Synvenio, we see them as complementary technologies. So the platform is a machine that allows you to recover two of the more important tumor templates that are recovered from blood. The cells, the rare tumor cells that may only be present at one or two per tablespoon of blood, and the fragments of DNA that come from the tumor, which are there at vanishingly small quantities. So both of these give you different views on the disease, but also have complementary biologies and complementary information.
How much blood do you need from a person to get a real good look?
You know, our test works.
Wasn't that a scientific term, a real good look?
No, but it really is a very important aspect. This has been in the news a lot of late because we're thinking about running tests with smaller and smaller quantities of material. But when you're looking for something that's very rare, you'll eventually run out of sample. And it's certainly an issue in cancer because these templates in blood are so rare. So our test works on a 10 mil sample. So it's a standard blood draw. It's not a greater volume, and it can be integrated into the normal testing series that are done. And its ability to give information is based on how sensitive it is and how specifically it is able to enrich a certain population of cells. But you can't reduce that in volume much more because there just aren't enough things there to find.
Yeah, if it wasn't passing by at the time,
it's right.
It's not
if it's
there.
Not there, there's no way to see it.
And if it ain't in the sample, you ain't going to find it.
Yes.
That's for sure. Now, obviously, there are many, many different kinds of cancers. What are you focusing on initially?
Our focus has been largely on breast cancer initially for a variety of reasons. I think the biology and the scientific literature supported that space. We're doing a clinical trial now in triple negative breast cancer where we're trying to apply this tool to monitor recurrence of patients who have been treated with curative intent. It's a very aggressive disease. We have 30% of patients who are treated will have a recurrence with an average of 2.8 years after they were treated. And right now, we don't have any tools at all except clinical presentation. So you're sort of sent home and told, well, wait till something happens, which is a very difficult thing to do.
And something that we can observe happens.
And there are things going on that we can see. So we're focused on breast cancer because that's where our initial trial, we had an NCI-funded trial to validate the technology, and now we're bringing it into a patient group to try and provide a window into the disease that is not currently there, to say here is evidence of a disease that is going to come back and will present at some time in the future. And having broken that cycle, now we can think about working with partners to come up with new ways of treating these patients to help them fight the disease earlier and more effectively as a result. Because in cancer, getting in early is the best way to have a bigger impact on disease.
Now, you just didn't do any breast cancer in general. You picked a particular set of subjects and for a particular reason.
We did. We built this platform around breast cancer. But within that disease, there are many different forms. And one of the places where we were aware that there were tools lacking was in the treatment and monitoring of triple negative breast cancer. So we opened a study on March 3rd of this year, which is actually Triple Negative Breast Cancer Day, to recruit patients to use this tool set to help monitor disease over time, to look for patients who had evidence of recurrence before it was clinically presented.
So they've already been diagnosed. They've been through treatment. How frequently are they monitored?
So we're actually doing this with a couple of different tools. We started with this platform, but now as Synvenio has grown, we're more and more interested in bringing to bear any set of tools that we can that will help provide evidence to patients and their doctors. So we're monitoring these patients with this liquid biopsy test either quarterly or annually, so at baseline and then one quarter in and then annually. But the study is paired with another test that we have at our shop that measures the immune response. And when the innate immune response, so this is the immune response that takes care of all the early infections and all the early challenges, not the B and T cells. When that immune response gets completely shut down, it's very well associated with an increase in tumor progression. So we're using that as an additional tool to help monitor the patients and index when we should be doing the sequencing test that's part of our liquid biopsy platform.
And how frequently do you test the immune system?
That is done on a monthly basis. So that's a 1 cc draw. It's a very small amount of blood. It's a very easy assay. It doesn't take a lot of the patient's time or expense on the testing side, but it gives you a clear indication of where you're more likely to have a disease process restarting. And so we're pairing the two together to try and give more information to hone down the cost of the tools so that more patients are able to use it, and then use the molecular tools as information that eventually can be deployed to make treatment decisions as the trials progress to understand how best to respond to these patients.
How do you know which cells, or is that on a patient-by-patient basis?
No, this is actually the most important question because that is the definition that allows us to look at more and more and more different patients. We did a study last year that was published in March where we compared the cells that had been defined for the last 20 years with a new definition that was overlapping but different, and it was 300% better signal. So I think now that we have a machine and a platform that can allow us to define a tumor cell when it's present, we can elaborate on these cell populations much more easily. And we can find new populations that are informative because we're pairing the cell biology with the new sequencing technologies that are very, very powerful. So for that, I think we can think now about looking at diseases that traditionally haven't been approached very well by liquid biopsy, where cells are much more difficult to get hold of. And I think of examples like pancreatic cancer or ovarian cancer, where the epithelial to mesenchymal cells I've probably gone way too technical here.
You know what? I actually like that. We know you know what you're talking about. And I think what's also important here is that while it's good for everybody to know that, you know, really on top of this, we can get that concept that things are screened and, you know, it's like, I get that and you can screen me. Once I've had this event, this occurrence, the idea that I can be constantly monitored, extremely important. But I think also now we'll go back to the business of biotech. Many times when someone comes in here with a platform, they say, okay, here's our platform. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But a lot of people can use your platform. And so you've taken that platform and you've made it available through Thermo Fisher so that other people who may want to use it in other ways to study cells can do that. So the platform's available to the world while you're still sitting here looking very specifically at breast cancer.
Yes. So ultimately, people want solutions. And if you're a platform company, it puts its own limits on what you can do. The solution that we're focusing on now for the liquid biopsy is triple negative breast cancer monitoring. But there are many people and many institutions and many groups who are looking for solutions in other diseases. So it doesn't make sense for us to try to do everything. And the emergence of next generation sequencing technologies, of which Thermo Fisher is one of the proprietors, dovetails very nicely with the template that we're able to provide. So by selling the platform and providing protocols and experience, we can allow other people to do many of the things we'll never be able to get around to doing. And that's what will change the paradigm for patients and their treatment, not what we can do in our shop in Los Angeles.
And I think another part of the vision is that at the end of the day, it comes back to therapeutics. And you're saying we want to partner with anyone who has therapy so that this can together make that therapy as early as possible and as appropriate as possible.
Right. And I think I might actually use a different word to therapy, and I would broaden it to treatment because, again, the best outcome in cancer is when you can catch it earliest. And many of the earliest treatments are the doctors will make for their patient don't always include drugs. There can be, you know, it can be surgery. It can be so. There are other tools, but you have to be earlier in the disease, and you have to have monitoring tools to be able to track what's going on. So I think that the drugs and drug selection is a very important part of what we do now. But ideally, the way we want to drive this. And I think the way everybody working in the space wants to get it to is to find things earlier so that you can cure rather than treat.
Well, Paul, fantastic. Please come back and see us again. We'd love to have an update.
Well, thank you so much for the time.
Dr. Paul Dempsey is the Chief Scientific Officer of Synvenio Biosystems. Synvenio is currently recruiting women with previously treated non-metastatic triple-negative breast cancer or previously treated non-metastatic breast cancer with a confirmed BRCA mutation who have completed therapy within the last 3 years. More information is available on the web at synvenio.com. That's C-Y-N-V-E-N-I-O, synvenio.com. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.
Tech Nation and its regular segment Biotech Nation are produced at the studios of KQED-FM in San Francisco. Executive producer is Matt Gardner. The director of technical production is Monte Carlos. And audio engineers include Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Larry Upton. Our theme music was composed by Ann Nachtrieb-Zesiger and Robert Powell, with title creation provided by NameLab Incorporated of San Francisco. Program information and internet audio is available on the web at technation.com. Tech Nation and Biotech Nation are productions of Tech Nation Media. I'm Paul Landcourt.